Right now, there are 7 Orange County School Board members elected from individual districts. They choose a chair from among themselves. But 2 years ago, county residents voted to create the additional position of a school board chair who'd be elected countywide. At the time, many school board members and other local leaders opposed the idea. The ward even sued to try to block the measure. Among the skeptics was former Orange County Commissioner Homer Hardage. He was concerned because the new chair would get a tie-breaking vote on the board.
It creates a situation where there are 8 members instead of 7. And when that happens, that creates a super vote for the chairman. I thought that in the wrong hands, that would be would go against the democratic process.
But he says his would be the right hands. Hardage is now running for the school board chair position. So is teacher and former charter school operator Leona Rockman. She was also against the elected chair post at first.
But I also believe with Mr. Hardage that this position is going to require someone who knows what they're doing and has no personal interest in this position other than improving the educational system.
Rounding out the field is the one candidate who championed the creation of an elected chair, former State Representative Bill Sublett.
I think that this position will elevate the profile of the school board. I think it will bring more openness and transparency and accountability to the school board. And I think that's why the majority of Orange County voters supported it. They want accountability on the Orange County School Board.
The 3 candidates met for a debate at the WMFE studios last week. They clashed on everything from taxes to school start times. One of the stickiest issues for the new chair will be how to balance the budget. Right now, the district says it will face a $90 million funding cliff when federal stimulus money runs out next year. But Bill Sublett is not buying it. He says education has taken relatively small hits over the past 3 years, despite dire warnings each year about devastating cuts.
We've got to stop being alarmist and being chicken littles and claiming the sky is falling until we know what kind of budget crisis we have. I will say this. If we have a funding cliff occur where we're talking 9-figure cuts, by that I mean $100 million or more, any candidate who tells you that they can address that by simply addressing waste and inefficiency, I think is being disingenuous.
That's a reference to Leona Rockman's promise not to cut any teaching or support positions and instead to find other ways to trim the budget. For example,
we can maybe consolidate buildings and things where we have lots of people in different learning communities where we can maybe save costs there. So I'm going to go through the budget. I'm going to analyze it. And I'm going to eliminate the wasteful spending. So I'm going to look to see how much money that we can actually come up with.
As for Homer Hardage,
I'm not prepared here now to take anything off the table. I'll look for ways to adjust the budget to make sure that our students don't suffer when we make these cuts. I don't want them to suffer by not having access to the proper classes, not being able to graduate on time.
One of the biggest issues facing the new school board chair will be the selection of a superintendent to replace Ron Blocker. Blocker is retiring at the end of the next school year after a decade on the job. Sublett and Hardage have very different ideas about the process of finding his successor. Sublett wants much of the decision-making to lie with a committee, including business people, minorities, education advocates, and others in the community.
We've got to do more than just make a show of it. We've got to let that group have a say in the actual selection. We have to task that group, including school board members, with interviewing the candidates and winnowing it down to the finalists, and then picking with the assistance of that community an individual that this entire community supports.
Hardage disagrees.
I believe it's an executive decision. And that means that the school board and the superintendent and the school administration have the responsibility to select someone that meets the objectives of our school system. We do count on the community to give us input as to what they want, but when it comes to making that decision, they voted us to do that.
Leona Rockman comes down somewhere in the middle.
Well, I have to say now, this is the first time, but I do agree with both Homer Hardage and Bill Sublett because I think we need to do a little bit of both.
She goes on to emphasize the importance of community input in the process. All registered voters in Orange County can cast ballots in the race, and if no one gets more than 50% support next Tuesday, the 2 top candidates will go on to a runoff in November. I'm Judith Smelser, 90.7 WMFE News.